I want to kind of apologize for not getting to this sooner. I had intended on covering a little bit of this right when the two new board members came on, which was, what, 6 months ago? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like yesterday.
And it's kind of to cover what the state expects of us. I touched base on it here just a few minutes ago. As board members, and how they expect us to carry out our duties. Like I said, our main duty per state statute is to the district itself. And you've got to, and it takes a while to do it, I know it did for me, to keep separated the district as an entity and the district as the whole ball of wax, the employees and everything. And our focus as a director should be to the district. We have a fiduciary obligation to the district. And I'll just touch base a little bit. This is all under statute 2418103, which is, if you pull the whole statute, it's all under Title 32 and everything, yeah. And it just goes on and on.
That umbrella that,
But thankfully, SDA has done their Reader's Digest on us for us. A director has a general common law fiduciary obligation to the district. This obligation does not extend to each individual resident of the district, but rather to the district itself. As a fiduciary, the director has the duty to exercise the utmost good faith, business sense, and astuteness on behalf of the district. A director is prohibited from taking personal advantage of a situation to benefit himself or prejudice the district. Essentially, my interpretation of that and what I was told when I became a board member is the fact that you do have to, your allegiance has to go to the district. How that affects you out in life, it's not so much, I have never seen it a lot from our end, but you'll see it from what used to be the membership and is now the employees, trying to back a board member almost into a corner. And it's sometimes easy for them to grab one of us and manipulate us to their personal agenda. And we've really got to fight that. And that's a team effort. And we've seen it. Even you guys, watching the board, have seen it in the past at times where a member or employee would use personal relationships, friendships, anything of that nature, to follow through with a personal agenda. And all it does is poison the board.
Can I add something like that?
Yeah, sure.
I think that was sort of came tonight because when Lisa stood up there, she had said pretty much the same thing that you had said. So you guys were obviously talking about doing this for more training and more recognition. And when she first said the reason she voted for you is because you care about the firefighters. So, you know what? That's a bunch of crap. Here are three of us that combined to put in about 75 years to this department, most of which we did the same thing that all these guys do for same training, everything for nothing. So I don't get offended, but it pisses me off when I hear people say that. And then, like I said, you guys must have talked about it because it was the exact same language. And of course she was wrong about we've never paid anything back and all this about the taxpayers, but I don't have any patience for people who make up their own facts and don't come. Had she come and talked to one of us, we could have told her about half those years we didn't collect enough money. We're not going to go out and try to ask for it back. We're just giving what we were paid. So a lot of that balance out, but, sometimes people don't want to know the facts because it gets in their way of their thing. So that concerns me when I hear such a same, I don't get all of this social crap around here. Whatever. It's fine. But I know there's a lot of stuff going around that I hear about people, about the board and me. And I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. And people are entitled to their own opinions, mm-hmm. but they're not entitled to their own facts. And when people make up stuff just to do that, it just irritates the crap out of me. It's disingenuous at the very least. So it goes along those same things. I think we need to do be separated. And to say that Christine's the only one that cares about these firefighters, that's the biggest bunch of crap. That was the hardest thing I had. I mean, I was one. You were one. And I mean, I've given over 30 years to this mm-hmm. department. And I've never expected anything, but to hear that disingenuous accusation, I think is totally out of line. And so it can mm-hmm. it sort of.
And once it creeps into the board, it can really create a lot of havoc and you know. It's obvious that Steve and I won't be here past the election. And I guess it's part of our advice to carry on that we've learned over the years. And, you know, it doesn't mean that the board has to agree on anything or anything. But you have to be a cohesive group with the same goal in mind, which is to try to get out of the mess we're in and keep it headed, you know, full steam ahead.
I don't know. So how is this working here? Is this, I mean, I know we're being recorded and we're talking.
Okay. I'll touch base on that real quick. Executive session, the recording would only ever be used if anything that's said in the meeting would end up in court. It is kept for 90 days per law and then erased.
Okay.
Anything that is said or takes place in an executive meeting is 100% confidential, and it cannot be discussed beyond the door. That's how you end up in a court meeting. But you're open to that's one of the benefits of executive session is you can say what you feel and.
Well, and this isn't, and then, mm-hmm. like Steve says, you know, we all have different ties and times and mm-hmm. this and that. We all do care. And,
yep.
You know, when we had to do the sit-down election thing, you know, and I'm not backing down from saying I'm going to keep going on mm-hmm. the path we're going. That's not here to push you one way or the other or anybody, mm-hmm. but, you know, I do find that the district is bigger than 27 people. And unfortunately, we have... what, 15,000, 12,000? That a lot of them don't know what's going on. A lot of them don't know that, you know, we're doing our best to try to get out of a mess. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's easy to say, hey, my employees, I want this and that. You know, Elon Musk does it. I mean, he got rid of what he had to get rid of. Mm-hmm. Sorry. The guy does business. This is a business that has to keep running for the protection of the people. So, I mean, I just wanted to state that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have... it's been a hard 6 months, about the hardest 6 months I've had to deal with, because there's a lot of friends I have on both sides.
Yeah.
But they, you know, if they can't see, I can't state it more than enough, be patient. We're going to get there. But mm-hmm. if we keep doing what we're going to do, we're not going to get there. I mean, that's all I wanted to say. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't really have anything else. I'm sorry. I just, mm-hmm. I don't try to get upset, but yeah, I mean, I do care, and I hope some mm-hmm. of these guys do see that. And I hope the five people that were here from the town, five, not 12,000, are understanding where we're coming from. That's all I can hope for.
Well, I know I get accused a lot as being the hard ass on the board member, but then I've said this numerous times, and I'll never back down, and I'll always say it, and I'm proud. We have got to represent the taxpayers of this district, mm-hmm. and I am one. So when I hear a lot of things about the employees, I cringe mm-hmm. because I go, and I've said this, you've mm-hmm. heard this, Sue, Carol, they've heard this in the past. When we hear certain things about, and it usually has to do with compensation, mm-hmm. I'm going, wait a minute, wait a minute. The private sector, well, I was a part of, you know, for 50 years working, we didn't have anything like this and still don't. So when I hear that we don't recognize them and appreciate them, these are well paid. Now, if you want to be rich, and make, don't be a firefighter.
No.
Don't be a teacher. Don't be a cop. Don't be certain things. Go to law school. Go to medical school. Be, you know, a Wall Street trade. Do those things. But we're competitive. We've always said we're not PFA. We're not West Metro. We're not those. We're Wellington. We do as much as we can. We give as much as we can. These we pay their insurance premium. They get a guaranteed pension.
Which no one gets.
Guaranteed defined pension. Nobody in the private sector does that. You can relate. Yeah. And I was with a corporation for 40 years. I'd love to have gotten a defined benefit. Mm-hmm. Love to. So to say that we don't appreciate them in that way, again, is extremely disingenuous and naive. Mm-hmm. If you look at the total compensation package that we're giving these folks, we do appreciate them. We do appreciate them in many ways. I mean, when you're done, you're going to get a guaranteed pension. I mean, we as a volunteers, we get like 50-some bucks for a year of service. I didn't even know we had one when I started. Didn't even know it existed. That's not why I did it, of course. But they're going to make close to their salary when they're done and have health benefits. So I don't want to be accused of being disingenuous.
Tooth and nail to get them that retirement because we do care.
I mean, look how much we contribute to FPPA for their pensions. Just the pensions, let alone the salary and the health insurance. And good Lord. I mean, sure, everybody wants more. I'd love to do more. But we've got taxpayers that are paying the bill out there.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you don't remember this. I mean, unfortunately, you're not involved with a lot of the time that we've been here. So when we first hired a chief, it was supposed to be a fired chief. That's it. And we weren't going to do paid people for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then it jumped to 2 years. And they said, one's going to make...
Well, that's not totally right.
Well, that's kind of how we were told when we were getting green on.
Because we were transitioning to a paid
job. Yeah, we were jumping in. But we really didn't put a time frame on it.
But then they said, I remember going and saying, okay, well, I'll apply. What is it? They're like, $36,000. I'm like, no way. Can't do it. So the people that got hired, I mean, that's where it was laid mm-hmm. out. And then we all saw how what happened. I mean, it got deep and whatever, and that's why, you know, the SAFER grant came in, because they were trying as hard as they could to get people here. But the people that were hired, I do remember them saying, yeah, you might not have a job. Not saying that the person that's running the station did the right thing. Okay, you can't hire people and then fire other guys. Okay, we see that. But mm-hmm. that was also, we also need to disconnect slightly. It's his station. And if something's going awry with it, that's where we need
that's
to start.
That's why we hire him to run the department.
Right. And we're here to make sure that all of our budget looks fine and we're paying where it needs to go. And, you know, and if there's anything that comes up from the people, that we need to listen to them. But, I mean, we need to listen to all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guarantee you, I mean, if we open up a line of, okay, anybody got anything for something, 90% of them ain't going to care. They don't know. They're too busy in their own lives, too busy doing all this. Mm-hmm. But you raise their taxes, I guarantee you they're going to be freaking out. But a lot of people don't know that we're trying to give it back. And yes, it might take a while. But
well, they don't know they're not. We're trying to give it back. They don't know that we didn't collect what we should have either. That's right. The other part that just really mm-hmm. pisses me off. Right. Find out the whole story before you jump to conclusions. Mm-hmm. To have her say that there's never been a plan. We've always had a plan from day one. I'll never forget when we found out from Dave Dunn what had happened. We put a plan in place. If we'd had the money, sure, it would have been great. But we did it within our budget. Things got sour. When we couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And gosh, would it have been nice to for half of those years to go back and collect what we did? We wouldn't have been in the position we were in.
Right.
But we couldn't do that. And people don't know it, and they don't want to know it. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
why are you guys so upset about public opinion? And they have a right to whatever they think.
Be informed. Don't come up with your own fact. To have Lisa say that we've never had a plan, that's wrong.
Well, go talk to her about it.
Well, come and ask before. When I've made presentations to the on the commission,
I'm like, why are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. No. I'm not mad at anybody.
I'm just saying they have a right to their opinion. If they want to talk to you, they can. You can go talk to her after. But don't get mad at...
But I'm not getting mad at you. But when people make a false... When they base their argument on something that's untrue, that's just... I mean, come on. Be real. That's
people
the
do
problem.
That all the time.
That's the problem where we're at. Be... Just do... You know, spend a little bit of time to get your facts right. I mean, you're not entitled to your own facts. Do you agree with that? You're not? Are you? Do you you're, Steve, so you can make up your own facts? She said a
people
statement.
People could do whatever they well, want. Freedom of speech.
So here's the deal. Is they can come in all huffy. And we do that. We just sit there and listen and say,
yeah.
Okay.
And
what we're trying to state
I did. I didn't say anything. I'd like to have said something. I said, you know what? You're wrong. We've had a plan from day one. We're wrong. You're just, she's flat out wrong.
I did bring that up. I said, hey, I think this is the plan I've seen, and I stated that you guys had a plan.
So Ken, what was your true intention
yeah,
of this?
What, I mean,
I don't
want
to get
we're complaining
of,
about public comment.
Well, hang on. It's because there's a lot that's been coming on.
Yes.
I mean, a lot coming on against all of us. I mean,
oh, the public, you're saying is...
The public and firefighters.
And our staff.
Mm-hmm. And that's the yeah. thing, is we're not supposed to... That's why we're like, we're not supposed to be involved with staff. If we want to give you a free chicken dinner, great. Here's a free chicken dinner. Don't talk to me about your problems. Go talk to him. And now that we've done meet and confer, that's where it's going, is him. And the compensation thing was in there. So that's fine.
Well, but the attorney... He elaborated on the compensation, and I didn't know yeah. if that's what we should have put in. That's all.
Well, no, it was in there.
No, but what the attorney said was yeah. enough.
Elaborate more.
Well, it's in there.
There's, you know, personal days off, paid days off, benefits that are compensation, but they're not direct compensation. Man. It's part of the compensation package, you know, paid days off and all that. So,
but that's going to be somewhere that Mike's going to have to go through. And
I only brought it up as if we wanted to be more detailed. That's all.
Okay. Now I get you. Sorry.
I guess the main goal of this was to remind everybody their loyalty to the district, and also to warn about getting cornered either by the public or the membership. I keep on yeah,
employees.
Membership will also include. And the easiest way to do that is to say, even if it's a total stranger, because they know that you're a board member coming up to you in Ridley's. And you can listen to them to a point, but at a point you've got to say, I really appreciate your opinion, but my only request would be that you bring it to the board.
At our next meeting.
At our next meeting. You know, we're a very open house type board. We're more than glad to listen to any of your questions or comments, but I personally don't feel that I should address it on my own, because we are a team of five people, and otherwise it can really get you in trouble, and I'm not even beginning to joke on this.
Well, rumors flying high right now, I think,
yeah.
more than
and any,
ever so
you know,
with different accusations made. And social media doesn't help with that because, you know, somebody puts something on there and everybody thinks it's true because they've seen it on there. It starts the rumor mill going, and pretty soon
it grows. See, that's the problem. When somebody puts something out there that's not true.
But you can't control it.
Well, but here's the deal, too, is I've seen some things that are like, hey, come out and fight for your firefighters on Wellington Fire's page. I don't think that's proper. I don't think they should be telling the people
to
come fight for certain things.
You can't stop it.
Why? Yeah, it's
but
freedom.
It's Wellington, so, no. This is Wellington Fire.
The union. You're talking about the union page.
Well, but we went from Wellington Fire District, and now...
They have their own page.
It's gone, though.
Yeah. Right? Well, they just don't post. That doesn't mean it's... That's not
but
separate.
But now the local
it's
posting.
Separate.
It's separate.
It's separate.
Well, they have freedom
if you look
to say
on
whatever
say
they
local
want.
Union
no,
number.
Hey, I don't care. They can say whatever they want. But I'm just saying that I mean, if it was Wellington's...
No, it's not.
I think that was wrong. But
right.
I might have took that wrong. See, I didn't have all my facts because I used to get Wellington Fire stuff. Now it's gone.
I know it's the same thing.
I just think we don't have enough personnel to be doing social...
We don't have
enough
of that. One thing I see coming up with this election is I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not looking forward to this at all, because I think you're going to see a lot of different rumors and stuff going around, acquisitions, people that are applying for the board. I just hope they apply for the right reasons and that, you know, I think you're going to see a lot more participation in our meetings just because of our election coming up. It happened before, it'll happen again. And you know, there was mistakes made, and we've caught them, corrected them, and I just hope we don't keep going back.
Yeah, and that's what
we're moving ahead, not back.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, you got to keep steaming straight ahead. Right. The only other thing that I had was, and this goes to each and every one of us, we've got to take major consideration the position that the chief is in right now, that he's doing at least three people, maybe even four people's jobs.
Yeah.
Anything that we can do to relieve him of that, you know, try to not be a nuisance or anything. I guess that's the best way I can state it. You know, maybe rather than calling him, send him an email or text message so that he can prioritize it in his priorities for the day. At least until he gets a total grasp of this place. It's bearing heavily on him.
Well, he's got a lot going on in his personal life, too.
Yeah. And we got to kind of take care of him with, you know,
with his in-laws and his mom, and I mean...
But between all of us, he's doing a phenomenal job.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and it would be a big regret to lose him.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah, so kind of take that in consideration. And
he's got a lot on his plate.
Be sure to always tell, it's not a rush, it's not an emergency.
Here. Yeah.
I am going to have put on the agenda for next month, though, that we do revisit the board bylaws.
Perfect.
And there's some stuff that we need to clarify in there and some additions that need to be made to it. And other than that, that was my primary goal of this meeting. Was just to iron out a few things and
Well, if there's any clarification needed, please call this again, because I don't know. I've never been on never been on the board. I've always been a firefighter, so other boards, but not
a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really bad lately.
And we're willing to leave with all the information that we can at this point. Each of us were a newbie on the board at one point, and we went in not knowing anything, and I'd hate to lose.
You have
all the
time
years
to
worth.
Grow into it. I'm getting forced.
Oh, yeah.
You've got on a
freaking high speed dealing with stuff that we've never dealt with.
And that, I mean, I pity you guys for that, because it's like you don't even get that little grace period to kind of ease into it.
I'm feeling better. I really am. I'm optimistic. Things have changed. We're in a better place. I know. That's what I'm saying. Look back a year ago and look where we're at now. I'm optimistic about the year.
Yeah, the line of credit this year. I think we're going to not.
Oh, I agree.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to be strong to the guns and ruffle some feathers.
Yeah.
People ain't going to like the small decision. It's a very big decision to them. But to the district, it's like you just got to stick to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's what we're doing, and it's showing on paper.
That's
really huge.
The most important thing right there.
Well, and it sucks. It's our decision.
I know.
No.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah. And for every bad decision that was ever made, there was 100 ones that were followed correctly.
Yeah.
Hindsight, like I said, it's 20/20. But I still stick with the fact that I stand behind every decision that was made at the time that it was made.
Yeah. Well, that's what you got to do, because you have to believe this person.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, though, now that we know a lot, you guys learn.
I learned a big life lesson.
But that's the thing, is you learn, and you have to share it with me and Miss Gator.
Yeah.
The things that happen, and we're like, well, what, you didn't see it? Well, I'm sure in the board you didn't see it, because it was all as good. And I'm not saying, I hate saying the previous, whatever. But I mean, we can see it now, and I hope everybody understands that it's a huge lesson that you guys had to take on. We just got to stick to it, and it's going to suck, and there's going to be people that don't like the decisions, and they're going to be pushing, and it's just going to be like, all I keep saying is be patient, give us some time. we'll get there.
And I'm thankful that the brakes were put on it when they were. Because we could very easily be sitting here with that hole getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I think the state would be running it.
Yeah.
Or a county. Yeah.
That's how it happens. Yeah.
You're in. And one last thing I wanted to say is I know Mike's working on some projects. He's running the numbers on the amount of calls, our stations, our trucks. I mean, it's kind of nice to have fresh eyes coming in to look at all that to get the most bang for our buck out of everything. So.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah.
With that, are we ready to adjourn back to regular?
Thanks for you guys.